Yes, I'd like to wish Evan a beautiful Shabbos. I apologize for leaving the Divrei Torah so late. Mitzvah, hopefully before Yom Kippur and before next week's Parsha and Sukkot, so I'll have all the Divrei Torah. But yeah, obviously, this was a little harder this week. But I apologize. It might have been a little bit my fault. So I should have left it yesterday. So I apologize. But this week's Parsha is Parsha Vayelech. So it says Vayelech Moshe, but the Torah doesn't tell us where he went. So how Moshe Shore from Lakewood said, quote, in Targum, Moshe went to the base Medrash. So I believe he quoted how Moshe Sternbach from Yerushalayim Yer Kodesh. Well, Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching us, this was Moshe Rabbeinu's last couple of hours on earth, not even like the last day, it might have been the last couple of hours. Where did Moshe go? He went to learn Torah. You figure he'd be worrying about his will or saying goodbye to his friends? No. Moshe Rabbeinu said, I got to learn Torah and do mitzvahs. He went to the base medrash. Well, but Leslie Ginsburg from Yeshiva Meir in Brooklyn just said a little different explanation. That again, you figure say goodbye to his friends, relatives. No, he went to help the Jewish people, Bnei Yisrael. Because Moshe Rabbeinu realized his mission on this earth was to help Klai Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael. So that's where he went on the last day of earth. Another pshat, however, Moshe Shore from Lakewood said this pshat, is that Moshe Rabbeinu went to the base medrash to learn Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu was about to give tochach, a rebuke, I guess, or criticism to Klai, rebuke, whatever. You know, give them tochach, I don't know what you want to call it, like a Shabbos Shuvah drasha. That's better. You're supposed to give them Shabbos Shuvah drasha. So, but before you give a Shabbos Shuvah drasha, you have to live the Torah. You have to be a living Torah. So Moshe Rabbeinu first went to the base medrash, so Bnei Yisrael, so the Yidden, Bnei Yisrael, the Jewish people, look, I'm living Torah, I'm keeping the mitzvahs. And therefore you can give the Shuvah drasha afterwards. The Walag just said a different pshat. The Walag said Parsha Vayelech usually falls out between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Shabbos Shuva. So Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching Bnei Yisrael, teaching every Jew on this earth, every Yid, every member of Bnei Yisrael on this earth, how to do tshuva, how to repent. Vayelech, walk it. Don't want to do tshuva. Because if you really want to do tshuva, you're going to overlook aveiwas, you're going to overlook parts of the tshuva process. Vayelech, you got to walk it. You know, you got to walk it. Not saying you shouldn't walk fast, not saying you shouldn't want to do serve Hashem, of course. You have to be zealous, you have to be eager to serve Hashem, be zealous. But walk it. Think about what tshuva you have to do, what tshuva you don't, you know, because if you're going to want to do it, you're going to run without a mind, and eventually you're going to overlook it. And again, that's Moshe Vayelech Moshe Rabbeinu. Again, same thing. When you serve Hashem, of course you should go to Shabbos to learn Torah, Minyan, Staka, but don't run too fast. Walk it, because if you run too fast, you're going to eventually either fall down or you're going to eventually not do mitzvahs you're supposed to do. Vayelech. Another pshat, I forgot who said this, but Nitzavim Vayelech are usually together. Moshe Rabbeinu, last week's parsha, told Bnei Yisrael, Nitzavim, you guys are standing here, you know, after the Tochacha. What's Vayelech? Moshe Rabbeinu is telling them that you don't just stand on the Aveiwas you did. Vayelech. Go do tshuva. And once you did tshuva, Vayelech, just continue on. Don't sit in the mud of Aveiwas. Don't sit in the mud of sins. Vayelech, continue walking on. Once you did tshuva, don't look back. Then Vayelech. Then the Kli Yaka said a different shot. You think Moshe Rabbeinu, who was dying, was going to pass away, was going to be nifter because of it, because he didn't have energy, you know, he was getting old? No. Moshe Rabbeinu said later in the parsha that Hashem took away the permission, I cannot bring you into Eretz Yisrael. But Vayelech Moshe, what Moshe Rabbeinu is showing them is that I can still walk, I have full energy. It's just Hashem is saying no to me. And I have to follow Hashem, of course. That's Vayelech. I think it's if from Malechus Machshevus, I think, but Rabbi Boach Newman, he's Rabbi Young Israel Spring Valley, it's a different explanation, Vayelech. I think Malechus Machshevus. Usually when there's a king or a leader, you go to that king, you go to that leader. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Vayelech, he's going to Bnei Yisrael now because he's telling Bnei Yisrael, telling the Jewish people, I'm no longer the king, I'm no longer the leader. Yeshua take over. So I'm coming to stress that to you. I'm going Vayelech. I'm going to you. You're not coming to me anymore. Then no one more explanation of Vayelech. In last week's Parsha, at the end of last week's Parsha, it mentions how you have to love Hashem, cling to Hashem. So Vayelech Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu, but Vayelech Moshe, what Moshe Rabbeinu is trying to show them is even when you're walking in the streets, you can still love Hashem and cling to Him. You don't only have to be in the base medrash. You don't only have to be in a shul or doing chesed. Even when you're walking in the streets or walking through stores or driving a car, you can serve Hashem and love Him and cling to Him still. Then it says, somehow, then Moshe Rabbeinu said that he lost his chachma, his wisdom. So how a Moshe Sternbach from Yerushalayim just said this. Now Moshe Rabbeinu lost his bisata d'shmaya. What pshat? I mean, of course, every Jew has bisata d'shmaya from Hashem, but there's a special bisata d'shmaya, a special heavenly guidance a Jewish leader gets. Moshe Sternbach, Moshe Rabbeinu was told B'nai Yisrael, I lost that now because I'm no longer the leader of the Jewish people. Yeshua got it. Then Rashi points out that when Moshe Rabbeinu says, I don't have, you know, the Rashi says that Moshe Rabbeinu was told by Hashem, you know, you're not going to have Yisrael and Yeshua is going to take over. Zakra Moshe Feinstein Zatzal. Why did Rashi have to put that in, that Yeshua is going to take over? Moshe Rabbeinu did not say that. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Hashem did say, I can't go to Yisrael. You know, my wishes to lead you, my permission to lead you is finished. Why did Rashi add on and Yeshua is going to do it? Zakra Moshe Feinstein Zatzal. Because when Moshe Rabbeinu is teaching B'nai Yisrael, teaching the Jewish people, even to this day, 5782, is that the Jews will always have leaders. Meaning Moshe Rabbeinu said, I'm going to be Nifta, but Yeshua ben Nun is going to take over. Meaning Hashem made a rule that there'll be leaders over the Jewish people. There'll never be a time that B'nai Yisrael won't have a leader. And that's what Rashi pointed out. That Moshe Rabbeinu said, I'm finished. Hashem took away, Moshe Rabbeinu is alive to this day in every Jew when we learn this Torah, but and Moshe, I'm sure, is crying to Hashem for us. But Rashi was saying that, you know, Moshe said that Hashem said, I can't take their soul, but Yeshua is going to take over. That's what Rashi said. To teach us that there'll always be a lead over the Jewish people. Then Moshe Rabbeinu tells Yeshua ben Nun in the eyes of B'nai Yisrael, Chazak ve'ematz. Zak the Meshech Chachma, what's pshat in that? So he said, well, Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Yeshua that when you're in the front of B'nai Yisrael, you have to be strong. You cannot be humble. You have to be strong. You cannot be humble. Then two more quick words, and then we'll finish, or three more, whatever. Why was B'nai Yisrael commanded to bring the little kids to Hakel, where the Melech, where the Torah? You know, we were told to bring like little babies. Why? They're not going to stand it. Zakra Moshe Feinstein Zatzal. What the Torah is telling us, what Hashem is telling us, the mitzvah of educating your children, you just have to do the education part. You don't wait for the results. You try to educate your child, you are the boy or girl, or yelod or yadav, whether mother or father, but you try to educate them, and then let Hashem do the rest. The mitzvah chinuch is just, I'm trying to give it into your child, and then Hashem will do the rest. And that's why we were told to bring children to Hakel to hear the king read the Torah. Even so, the king might not understand it. Because the mitzvah chinuch is on us, not the results. When Moshe Feinstein Zatzal said that. How Ben Zion Kamenetsky from Farakway just had a little different explanation. How Kamenetsky from Farakway said a little different pshat. He says, when you have a little baby, like let's say a three-month-old baby, and you whisper words of Torah to that baby, whether boy or girl, it's going to have an influence on them. When you say words of Torah to a little baby, well, I'm just giving 3 months. It could be 5 months. It could be 8 months. But it's going to have an influence on them. The Torah has an influence on every Jew, and that's why we were told to bring children. The Walag just had one more vote. Why did Hakel come after Shemitah? So the Walag said during Shemitah we had unity because don't forget, you know, the farmers couldn't work the land and it was allowed to take fruits from the land. Obviously, you had to help the farmers out. You know, we had unity. So Hashem say that's why the king has to read the Torah now. Because to teach the Jewish people, to teach B'nai Yisrael, the Yidden, how do you keep this unity alive? When you learn and live Torah. That's why the king was reading Torah to them after Shemitah. And that's what's called Hakel. We gathered together. And that's why men, women, and children all had to come. Because Hashem was teaching us, the only way to keep this unity you had during Shemitah alive is when you learn and live Torah. The belongs to that. I'd like to wish everyone a beautiful Heilige Shabbos. It should be a good Ben Chir. If you can just please down for Yehuda Ben Shifra, Havachaim Kanievsky Shlita, Matisyahu Chaim Ben Itol, Binyamin Ovadia Ben Esther, Moshe Dov Ben Bloy, Rachel Bas Ilana, Yehudit Bat Wina, Moshe Dov Ben Feige Bracha, Michael Ben Chana Wifka, Mim Bat Sal Rezel, Leia Pesha Bas Dina, Avam Yeshiyahu Ben Aviva, Moshe Ben Malka, Shio Bas Devo Leia, Baruch Tzvi ben Esther, Shprinza bat Esther, Pinchas Eliezer ben Esther, Leah bas Rachel, Ava Meir ben Bela Fager, Brina Bracha bas Wina, Daniela Bracha Zahava bas Fegalea, Daniela Bracha Zahava bas Fegalea, Nitanel Ilan ben Shena Tzipoa, Yukutiel Zamen ben Sawa. I'd like to wish everyone a beautiful Shabbos. I hope everything's going well with everyone. If I forgot a name, I apologize. But have a beautiful Shabbos. Bye-bye.